There we go. All right.
We're recording now, Brian?
We are good to go.
Okay. I'm thinking we got. Again, I'm just going to give a few more moments, maybe 2:04, to see if David joins us. I know we have a short agenda, but again, I would like to give him 2 more minutes if everybody's okay with that. And I want to say Chris also hasn't missed a meeting since September either. All right, I have 2:04, so I'm going to call the meeting of the Technical Review Committee, April 14th, 2021, meeting to order. With regards to attendance, we have Jamie Gorman.
Here.
Paul Jordan, representing Planning Board. We have Rich Bourbonnais.
I'm here.
Town Engineer. And John Schock.
Here.
From Department of Public Services. We also have staff and Jamie Rabbit, who's chairman of TRC, is present. Staff Brian Wagner and Jay Parker. Second item on our agenda is approval of the March 20th, 21 meeting minutes.
I'll move approval as drafted.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second Jamie Gorman.
Is there any discussion on the meeting minutes for March 20th, 21? Do a quick roll call vote. Jamie Gorman?
Aye.
Rich Bourbonnais?
Aye.
John Schock?
Aye.
Paul Jordan?
Jamie, I wasn't here. I'm not sure if I should be voting on the minutes.
It's okay if you abstain.
Abstain.
And Jamie Rabbit? Aye. 4-0 with 1 abstention. Minutes pass. With regards to agenda item C, TRC minor review, item number 1 is Coastal Community Overlay District. Rathburn, Roy Carpenter, unit 17E1, expansion to existing structure to enlarge existing bathroom located at 240 Cards Pond Road, AP92-1, lot 9, 187, Mary Rathburn, applicant and owner. Jay, do we have anyone in the audience?
Yes, I do.
I believe. Mary, you made it.
Yes, I did.
Very good.
Thanks to my daughter.
Hey. Mary, would you like to tell us a little bit about your application before us?
Let me see. We have an existing bathroom in the back that I just want to expand so I can include a toilet.
Mary, about how big of a addition is it? How big is the extension?
48 inches, I think. Isn't it?
The existing bath is just going to be expanded to the length of the house. So right now it's only, I believe, 9 feet long, and it's going to end up being the whole 20 feet long, but the same width. It's not going to be any further towards 16E1. It's going to stay that same distance. It's just going to be the length of the house.
So just for clarity, it completes the rectangle?
Correct.
And just for clarity, the person who is speaking right now, may we have your name?
Patrick Berrick.
Thank you, Patrick. Are you the builder, Patrick?
No, I'm not. I'm the son-in-law.
Okay. Can you spell your last name, Patrick?
B as in boy, E-R-E-K.
Thank you.
So I've got a question. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Roy Carpenters have the communal wastewater facilities. Is this going to be for an incinerator toilet, or what type of toilet are you proposing?
Yes, incinerator.
Okay, thank you. And Jamie, I'm assuming that's allowed, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. They just have to, just so you're aware, any permits associated with, you know, typically it's a electrical permit and a plumbing permit for the installation or the wiring and venting. But yeah, that's absolutely allowed if it's listed in a listed approved toilet, composting toilet or incinerated toilet.
Rich, do you have any comments?
No, I have nothing. I have nothing to add. Thanks.
Paul, do you have any concerns or comments or questions?
I do not.
Okay. Jay, Mr. Parker, do you have anything to add with regards to the review of this application before TRC?
I do not. It appears to be rather straightforward.
Okay. And I'm Jamie Rabbit, Planning Director. I do not have any concerns or questions regarding the application. To Mr. Parker's point, it seems to be relatively clear on what the intended purpose in essence is, working within a, it's filling in the northeast component to a what would now be a full rectangle for the building structure. And again, so long as the appropriate building permits are applied for, which would go along with the zoning permits, I do not find any issues with this application before us. Is there any other comment or questions?
I'll just note, Jamie, that the what they're requesting for area is within the limit allowed, the 25% of GLFA. So they're requesting approximately 44 square feet, and they're not extending or expanding the cottage any closer to the surrounding cottages.
Have any setback issues or separating distance issues, Jamie?
No.
With that, would anyone like to make a motion to recommend?
Mr. Chairman, this is a minor application, so this is entirely within the purview of the TRC to
approve, correct?
Truly approve, yes.
Yes. So if anyone would like to make a motion. I'll make
a motion to approve it as proposed.
Thank you, Rich.
I'll second that.
Is there any discussion on the motion to approve as the application is submitted for approximately a 44-foot square foot addition to accommodate an incinerator toilet? Hearing no discussion, I'll do a roll call. Jamie Gorman.
Aye.
John Schock.
Aye.
Paul Jordan.
Aye.
Rich Bourbonnais.
Aye.
And Jamie Rabbit, aye. So unanimous, 5-0, all those in favor. Application has been approved, so you can move forward to the Building and Zoning Department.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Parker, for being so patient with me.
You're very welcome, Mary. Best of luck.
Thank you.
The next application we have, agenda item C2 under TRC minor review. It's a coastal community overlay district application. D. Nobali, or Nobile, Roy Carpenters, unit R15, C14, modifications to the width of front deck located at 240 Cards Pond Road. AP 92-1, Lot 170, Lewis and Cynthia DeNobile, applicant and owner. Welcome to our meeting. And you are muted at the moment, so if you could unmute yourself and tell us a little bit about your application. Louise and Cynthia, you are still muted.
I believe it's Lou.
Lou?
If you move your cursor to the lower left-hand corner of the screen, a microphone should pop up. If you click on that, it should unmute you. You can also put your cursor on your screen on the Zoom meeting, and you should get a blue box that pops up in the upper right-hand corner that says mute or unmute. You can use that as well.
All right. He needs something else. Mr. Chairman, I'm just going to try to call them. And
I was going to suggest that, Jay, if you could call or have them call your off your desk.
Yes. Yeah. Unsuccessful. I got their voicemail.
Jay, you called the number 2461.
Yes.
If you're on the phone, I believe it's *6 to unmute.
Oh, hold on a second.
Hello.
Hello.
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
We can. Sorry.
Oh, that is fine.
We're on a tablet and we're computer challenged.
Lewis, if you can turn the audio off, it sounds like you might have two computers going at the same time. If you can turn the audio off on one of them.
Yep.
Can you hear us now?
Much better. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
Tell us a little bit about your application.
Well, we bought this cottage, our third in the last 40 years at Roy Carpenter's, and it needs a deck badly. We have 5 grandchildren and someone's gonna get hurt, but we would like to extend it just 2 feet. It's 8 feet wide right now. And with the table and chairs and grandchildren, it's kind of tough to maneuver. I know it's long, but the width, I think 2 feet would really make it easier for us and the kids to make it more accessible and more pleasurable for us. We don't encroach on anyone at all. We're on a peninsula. I sent the picture along. The houses are quite a ways from us and the road surrounds the front of the house. So we're not encroaching on anyone.
Okay. I'll start with questions or comments from Jamie Gorman, because I want to say this appears to be right down your alley with regards to basically a building project.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I met previously with Lou and Cynthia regarding this. They are requesting the 72 square feet, which is under the 100 square feet, which is the maximum allowed that can be granted as a minor change by the TRC. And they are not, they're extending or expanding their footprint, but they're well about 60 plus feet from a neighboring cottage. So the separation distance is not an issue here.
Jamie, just quick, are they going to cantilever or are they going to do new sonotubes?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. We didn't talk much about how it's going to be constructed.
New construction. The deck that's there now is a mess. I'm going to rip it right down and start from scratch. New sonotubes.
Paul, do you have any comments, concerns?
No, I don't.
John Schock?
Nope, looks pretty straightforward to me.
Rich?
No, I have nothing. Thank you.
No problem. And with regards to Jamie Rabbit, planning director, again, primarily a minor construction project. Jamie Gorman mentioned it's 72 square foot addition. The house in its orientation to the neighbors meets any potential issues regarding separating distances or conflicts. So I did not see any issues with this project moving forward. With that being said, I would, if there's no further questions or discussions, or if the applicant is okay, I would entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve as submitted.
Second.
Is there any discussion on the motion to approve? Hearing none, I'll just take another roll call. Jamie Gorman?
Aye.
John Schock?
Aye.
Paul Jordan?
Aye.
Richard Bourbonnais?
Aye.
And Jamie Rabbit? Aye. So you have a unanimous vote of the Technical Review Committee for approval of your new deck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you for your patience. And Mr. Gorman, thank you for your help.
Thank you.
The next agenda item is TRC advisory review, and we do not have any new applications or projects under that heading. And the last one is agenda item E, adjournment. I'll entertain a motion for that.
We'll move to adjourn.
Thank you, Rich.
I'll say I did earlier too, but you didn't hear me.
Okay. I did hear. I was waiting for Paul Jordan to come on board and make this.
Paul got about the easiest meeting we've had since I've been here.
Yeah, I lucked out here.
Seconded by Jamie. All those in favor, by a show of hands. Meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, everybody.
Paul, for joining us. They're not normally this short or this simplistic in nature, but I'm sure you will sign up for many more if they are only 19 minutes long.
Fished in.
I think I may owe it to the planning board to volunteer for the next one as well.
I would feel comfortable, Paul. If you were the next person to be assigned to the TRC. But again, you fulfilled your rotational slot. But again, I think our last meeting was just under 2 hours. So enjoy your afternoon.
Thanks. See you.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
See you all.
Good day.
All right.